Hello, and a cool welcome to this Halloween edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. The soon-to-be ghostly music fades into my first track, which David Gray recently released on his first CD, Eerily British, featuring the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the home of Dennis and Margaret Unks in Erie, Pennsylvania. Rudy Valley and Charlie Henderson's Deep Night, which, as David Gray says, was inspired by and not a copy of the arrangement by Jim Riggs. Larry Clinton in the USA composed this next piece as Satan Takes a Holiday, but it was rechristened with Spooky instead of Satan for the British record buyers. Spooky Takes a Holiday, Donald Thorne and the Christie in the Granada Cinema, Willesden, in 1937. In 1934, opera director and composer Geoffrey Toy wrote a ballet during his tenure as manager of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. It gave Margot Fonteyn her first major role and portrayed the masters of Draginis having to dance themselves to death with the ghosts of the women they had loved in a gloomy ancestral ballroom. Not much fun. John Howlett recorded the waltz from the Haunted Ballroom on the BBC Moller in London's Jubilee Chapel for a 1960s broadcast.
Thank you.
From the Haunted Ballroom to Hell's Bells, of which I know nothing except that it was taped by Don Baker on the Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, for the Concert Recording Label. Hell's Bells, Don Baker, and the Alabama Wurlitzer. Steve Schlesing, who hails from Detroit, recently sent me a track that he had just recorded on his Paramount Virtual Theatre organ, reminding me that I should produce a show dedicated to those fantastic electronic instruments again soon. It's a perfect and rarely played minor key piece for this Halloween edition of Hot Pipes, composed in 1944 by Thelonious Monk and Cootie Williams. This is Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Round Midnight, arranged and played by Steve Schlesing with inspiration from the Nelson Riddle Linda Ronstadt recording of 1986. Another minor key number now, this time from the pen of Fred Fisher in 1930. The same Mr. Fisher who brought us Chicago, That Tottle in Town, and Peg of My Heart. Having mentioned Jim Riggs earlier, here's the man himself with Blue is the Night, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California, in 1993. To wind up this Spook Night edition of Hot Pipes, my last selection is the music that was used for the theme of the American TV show that ran from 1955 to 1965, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Charles Gounod composed the Funeral March of a Marionette as a piano piece in 1872, and it's been a favourite to evoke mystery and foreboding since. This arrangement is by the late Tom Hazelton, recorded in concert in 2000 on the Wurlitzer in the Shanklin Conference Center, Groton, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
The funeral march of a marionette closes today's Hot Pipes. Hope you'll have a safe and sane Halloween and that you'll come back and join me next week for another half hour of eclectic selections from the world of theatre pipes. Thanks for joining me today. From Steve Ashley, on the other side of your radio, it's bye-bye for now.